You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's it all for?
Various artists.
Coming up, the Action Education Inter High School Poetry Competition will be on tomorrow at the Aotea Centre. This will showcase the culmination of mahi from 48 different high schools around Tamaki Makaurau and a little bit down in Otatahi as well, and showcase the incredible talent of the students involved. I had a chat to Action Education organiser Raymond and Ag student Coco about the competition and poetry respectively. We'll also have a piece from Coco that you may or may not hear tomorrow night.
Kia ora, my name is Ramon Narayan. I am the manager of Action Education.
Kia ora, my name is Coco. I am a student at Auckland Girls Grammar School and I'm part of the competition We're at the Front Line for 2023.
So I guess, Raymond, how long has this competition been going on for?
Yo, this is like our 10th year anniversary, which is pretty wild. We began back in 2014 was the first year where we had, like at that time, we only had like 9 schools involved and about 27 young people. And now like 10 years later, we have hundreds of young people come out every year to take part. And yeah, we had over about 34 schools, 34 teams register this year to compete. And yeah, it's an incredible ride.
So in what sense are they competing? Is it mostly focused on poetry and things like that?
Yeah. So it's like a spoken word poetry, I guess, slam. But the thing is that where it's quite different to, I guess, other things is that it is like a leadership program of sorts. Like we begin at the beginning of the year with our regional heats where, you know, young people from all across Auckland come together from all schools across Tamaki and compete at the regional heats where we had, a whole bunch of different teams come out. And then from there, we take the top 14 schools to go through to the competition. And we match them with mentors and we run workshops and we run camps and all sorts of different things, helping the poets to really, really hone their voice and get better at performance and all of those things to jump up on stage and talk about those things that are most important to them.
And who are the people that are mentoring these young poets?
Just an incredible selection of poets from our poetry community. They're like poetry slam champions. They're members of the South Auckland Poets Collective, which was a group I helped to co-found back in the day. They are alumni, like participants who have come through the program and then have done really well and then want to come back and give back and help all of those kind of things. So, yeah, it's some really, really incredible poets are a part of that team of coaches.
Coco, on your end, what sort of mahi has gone into the development of your poetry for this year?
Well, with my team in particular, it was sort of just helping them to develop the writing skills in order to express what they want to say in a poetic way, perhaps, because beforehand we were all really good at storytelling. It was just storytelling through spoken word that we needed to really hone into. And Action Education was thankfully very generous and came in to help us with some workshops and just develop on our writing and performing skills. And from then on, it was just practicing and memorizing and all that kind of stuff.
What do you reckon your favorite part of the program has been so far?
Meeting so many amazing people. This honestly has been such a gratifying experience for me. And just being able to be part of the community and being around people who are creative and like the same things that I do, you know, stuff like that.
And for the poetry that you've made this year, what has gone into it? Has it mostly just been a collaborative process or has it kind of been a mixture between yourself and the other folks that are taking part?
I've always been a solo poet. This is my first time competing in word and competing with a team in general. So something new that I did this year was write duets and trios and group pieces with my team, which was a very cool experience being able to mesh all of our voices into just one poem. Because we all go through similar experiences at the end of the day. So it's trying to find those similarities, but then also voice those differences together like we're having a conversation.
And has that work kind of inspired you to do more collaborative poetry in the future?
Definitely. Yeah, I was just talking to one of the poets from Aorere College after their open mic Run It Back. He was the one emceeing. I think his name is Noah. And I was telling him he was doing a good job. And he was like, yeah, we should collab sometime. you know, the Southside project is coming up, so, you know, might see us there, you never know.
Well, you've got a piece that you'd be willing to share with us for today, but I think just before then, Raymond, would you like to tell us about the finals that are happening later on this month?
On Saturday, Saturday the 16th of September coming up, we have the Grand Slam, which is like, so the top 14 teams have gone through two semi-final heats, 7-on-7, and the top three from each of those semi-finals have gone through, who will be competing at the Grand Slam on the 16th of September at the Hanua Rooms at Aotea Centre. It'll be an incredible night. The poetry is so fierce this year. I'm so excited. I just don't know what's going to happen. Koko is one of the poets and her team will be performing, but yeah, the competition is so fierce. We've also, for the as part of our 10-year anniversary, we ran the program down in Ototahi for the first time, and we've got the winners of that competition coming up and also performing at our Grand Slam, so that's really, really amazing. Yeah, the poems will be fire. Like, I think for anybody who comes along to that will just be really taken aback by the articulation and some of the things that, you know, that young people in Aotearoa are really passionate about, and the things that they want to change, the things that they're fed up with, and the challenges that them, their generation face. It's, you know, full of laughter, full of you know, serious stuff. It's incredibly entertaining and will leave you moved and inspired for sure. So if that sounds like you, should definitely come along. The doors open at 6:30. You can get tickets on Ticketmaster and on the Auckland Live website. And of course, you can find us on social media too.
Well, if that's not enough to convince the listeners, that I'm sure the work from your end, Coco, will definitely convince them. Would you like to just quickly introduce this piece and then just jump into it?
This piece is called Look At Me. And it's the one I performed at semi-finals. I don't know if you find out, but basically it's just about my journey being Afakasi or past, and just basically saying, like, to acknowledge my presence, because whether or not you like it, I'm still an islander. Even if I don't talk like it or act like it, that's who I am. My name is not cocoa like melon or powder, nor is it cacao like the seed, it's koko. Say it properly. I've worked too hard to earn this name just for you to mispronounce it. When I introduce myself, it speaks my heritage for me. Tells you I'm more than just what I look like, more than my white skin and light eyes, that my ancestors might be darker than you realize. Malole soy fu, olo ingoa, o Ari, Koko, Pauline, Malai, Agnes foi mo ono taufa. My full name speaks generations of family monarchs, full-blooded and half-caste, all doing their part to serve their family the best they can. Shoes I must fill one day, shoes that will always be too big for my feet. No matter my efforts, I will always be the Afakasi cousin who doesn't know what they're doing. No matter how hard I try, how much ngangana I learn, how well I siva Samoa, how high I cook my hopos, or how good I cook takihi, nothing will ever earn me the birthright of being accepted by my people. So I'm stuck in the same in-between I've been in my whole life. Too white for the brown kids, too brown for the white kids, when all I want is to be accepted, but I'm stuck, never knowing my place in this world, even though my tuwa should be enough to prove my worth. I will always and forever be here trying to prove that I'm worth something, piling shades of brown onto my white plate, wishing my skin would do the same, change, stuffing po'avela, mo'avela, and pisupo into my face, hoping to be recognized as family instead of a dietary requirement. Upu fa'alo'alo my way to praise that is always laced in condescension, trying to fit in knowing I never will, tying my ear to cover the thighs I know will never be worthy of a malu, keeping my hood up to hide the shame I carry behind my eyes, and still, after all this time, the brownness in my blood fails to shine through. Ote sa mai le nu'u o mutia tele, masale o mua ia le pata, masalani ma vauvai fale lili. Hawau e tō maanga ko alofi, mo mutala, mo hakupu. I may be born and raised in New Zealand, but my heart yearns for home. the motherland that I was robbed of. The Vangaho that never found its way to my lips, when no one bothered to teach me, I was the one blamed for it. I'm a child of Samoa, a descendant of Niue. Pasifika runs through you the same way it runs through me, so why can't you see me, va'ai? The tatau of my ainga hidden underneath my skin, va'ai. The hiapo turned inside out that drapes my body. Look at me. You say, ere aise mea e sili atu I lolo ainga. Nothing is more important than your family. So why am I never enough for you? Thank you.
That was incredible. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, honestly.
And I am sure that everyone is going to be super keen to see you perform on Saturday night again. Incredible mahi on everything that you've done this year. And yeah, good luck.
Thank you. And thank you, Ramon. Honestly, you guys give us endless opportunities as a Rangatahi to just express ourselves freely. It's amazing. Thank you.
Kia ora koko. Yo. Such a blessing. Such a blessing, man.
That was Ramon and Koko from Action Education.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.